Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today, with your presenters for this week, Eleonora Politi and myself, John Byrne. Coming up on the programme this week, we have an exclusive report by Eleonora about the annual Italian Independence Day that happened this week on the 2nd of June. Eleonora has spoken to some very special Italian denizens of Dublin, including His Excellency Giovanni Adorni Bracchesi Chiazzi, the Italian ambassador to Ireland. We'll have a rundown on some of the other stories of Irish interest that are making the headlines across Europe, and we'll have some great music for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour on your programme Europe Today. The Royal College of Surgeons in Dublin looks set to be at the forefront of a new major treatment for diabetes. The college is part of a 14-member international consortium which has just received €8.9 million in EU funding under the Horizon 2020 initiative to tackle the daily inconvenience of insulin injection for millions of diabetes sufferers. The team is hopeful that if successful, the injection of insulin will be a thing of the past by 2020. Dr. Gary Duffy from the Royal College of Surgeons says they are adopting a new approach on what causes diabetes in the human body.
Our project is called DRIVE, and what we're trying to do is put back into the body a cell that can produce insulin itself in response to blood sugars. And the project is a little bit different to others in that we're going to try and do this by using new materials to help increase the number of cells that survive in the body.
Irish people are the most content in the European Union when it comes to satisfaction with their personal relationships. A Eurostat survey has found that Irish people are above the EU average in terms of satisfaction with accommodation, jobs, use of free time and living environment. The most content people of all in the EU across most sectors are the people of Denmark and Sweden. Ruth Deasy of the EU office in Dublin says the only category where Irish people scored low is satisfaction with the financial situation.
Well, Irish people rank top in the EU for the satisfaction with their personal relationships. On a score of 1 to 10, we come in at 8.6, which is the highest of all the EU countries. But when it comes to financial situation, Irish people are below the European average in terms of how satisfied they feel. So people are obviously still feeling the pinch.
The EU Commission has successfully concluded negotiations on the European Fund for Strategic Investments, better known as EFSI. The fund is worth up to €20 billion and will be issued for SME and public projects in 28 member states based on their respective merits. The recent agreement means that 14 regional healthcare centres can now go ahead, while the construction of Metro North in Dublin will move a step closer, subject to funding agreements with the government. Speaking in Brussels recently, EU Commissioner Jyrki Katainen said the next step is to assist member states put domestic programmes in place to take full advantage of the fund in order to boost economic growth.
We need to do tailor-made solutions for member states and the regions in order to help them to benefit from EFSI. Also, we have time to concentrate on the other parts of the investment plan, i.e. advisory hub, which is supposed to help member states and private sector to build projects or structure the projects.
EU Finance Commissioner Pierre Moscovici says it is essential the Irish government maintains a cautious fiscal policy in order to maintain economic growth. Speaking in Dublin recently, ahead of addressing the Oireachtas Finance Committee, he said the policies that have helped to turn the Irish economy around are working and delivering positive results. The government is expected to have close on €1.5 billion to give away in next October's budget. Commissioner Moscovici says that the remarkable improvement in the economy is down to the extraordinary sacrifices of the Irish people.
Ireland is on track to be the EU's fastest growing economy in the period 2014 and 2016, and it's a remarkable achievement given the depth of the crisis Ireland has emerged from, and I think the Irish people can be really proud of what has been achieved.
Applaus ist längst vorbei und dein Herz schwer wie Blei. Jeder redet auf dich ein, trotzdem bist du so allein. Und du siehst so traurig aus, komm in meinen Arm, lass es raus. Glaub mir, ich war, wo du bist und weiß, was es mit dir macht. Doch wenn du lachst, kann ich es sehen. Ich seh dich mit all deinen Farben und deinen Namen hinter den Mauern. Stolz und deine Wut, dein großes Herz, dein Löwenmut. Ich liebe deine Art zu gehen und deine Art, mich anzusehen. Wie du deinen Kopf zur Seite legst, immer siehst, wie's mir geht. Du weißt, wo immer wir auch sind, dass ich dein Zuhause bin. Und was das mit mir macht, wenn du jetzt lachst. Seh
straight in at number two on the German charts. That's a lady with a very Irish sounding name, Sarah Connor, and a track called Wie schön du bist.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
Second of June, Republic Day in Italy. It is a national holiday celebrated on the 2nd of June to commemorate the birth of the Italian Republic. The Festa della Repubblica is similar to the French July 14th and July 4th in the United States of America. This is Eleonora Ippoliti for Europe Today, and we are going to talk about the celebration of the Republic Day in Italy here in Dublin. First of all, we spoke with the Excellence Ambassador Giovanni Adorni Braccesi Chiassi, who is the Italian ambassador in Dublin. We asked him how Italians celebrate the 2nd of June.
Well, Italians celebrate the 2nd of June in Italy, and especially in Rome, with a very big military parade, which goes from Colosseo to Piazza Venezia. And I remember when I was young, for me it was when I was a child, it was very, very beautiful to see all those soldiers marching through Via dei Fori Imperiali, and the different corps of the army. So there was the army, the air force, the navy, with airplanes passing over. Then we stopped this parade for a few years, and was reintroduced again when President Ciampi was elected president. It's now 2 decades ago, but for a while, when I said it was suppressed, because for a few years in Italy, and that is quite incredible, our national day was not a national holiday, and now it's again a national holiday. And so that the way it is celebrated in Italy. Of course, all the public buildings are closed, all the flags are up, and people enjoy it because it's a holiday. But it's a very, very important, because on the 2nd of June 1946 is the day when Italy, after the war, became a republic, and before that it was a kingdom. And that the 2nd of June 1946 is the first day of the Italian Republic.
Okay, yeah, interesting. And how do Italians celebrate the Republic Day here in Dublin and abroad?
Well, in Dublin I have a problem, because the 2nd of June very often coincides with a bank holiday.
Okay.
So when the 2nd of June is Saturday, Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, the people are just on vacation, and they probably, the Italians living here probably forget that it's a national day. So the embassy is closed on the 2nd of June, of course, and I celebrate it in the Italian residence, which is in Buchenhaus, where I host a big open day, and where all the members of the Irish government, all the officials of Ireland are invited, where all the foreign diplomatic corps is invited, and where, of course, all the Italians are welcome. And the place is absolutely wonderful, Buchenhaus. Every time, I did it for the first time last year, this year I'm going to celebrate it on the 3rd of June, I always hope that the weather is on my side, because there are always several hundreds of people coming.
Okay, it will be outside.
And it's going to be outside.
Okay, exactly. Outdoors. Okay. So it seems amazing. which is your favorite place where you have celebrated the 2nd of June?
Well, it's a little bit difficult to answer, because I've been to so many different places. I must say that I remember very well the first time where I had to celebrate it myself, and that was when I was in Honduras in 2010, and I had just arrived a few weeks before, and for me it was a very big challenge, because I didn't know almost anyone. I didn't know how the things were working in Honduras. And being alone, it's not as easy to... No, it's not as easy, because you don't know to whom ask advisors, and things like that. But so I have a very, very good souvenir of that moment. And of course, when I did it last year here in Dublin, Buchenhaus, it was we were very lucky. The weather was beautiful, the people enjoyed it. And I was happy too.
Okay, but if the weather is bad, can't you stay inside instead of...
Well, there are so many people that I invite, but there is anyhow a tent which is provided, so people are not going to get wet apart from whether they have to go back to fetch their car.
Okay. And can you tell us what is the role of the Italian embassy here?
Well, the Italian embassy has two major tasks. The real one of the embassy is to represent Italy in Ireland, and to make Italian interests, which goes from cultural things, political issues, and of course to report back to Italy what's going on here in Ireland. For instance, you probably remember that just a few days ago there was two referendums, and one very, very important, and there was a big focus from everywhere on Ireland and what was going to go on. And so also Rome wanted to be informed not only about the atmosphere that you go, but what were the real feelings of the people participating to the vote. And the fact that now it's a big change, especially because when you think that homosexuality was still banned in 1993, the bridge an incredible gap in just a few years.
Okay, so it's something like an information channel for Italy.
Yes, but then we have, for not only that, for also, for instance, this year we just started in Milano the World Expo, and of course Alan is participating, but it was one of the last countries to which accepted to participate, and then we had to promote the event, and that, I mean, it's the role of the embassy, of the commercial office. President Higgins is going to Milano on the 16th of June, in occasion of the Bloom Day, and the following day he's going to visit President Mattarella. So we have to organize, I mean, a visit is not, someone takes a plane, arrives there, says, no, it has to be very well organized. All the documentation has to be ready. And it's an important moment on both sides, the Irish side and the Italian side. The two countries have very strong ties, and very old ones, because quite an important number of Irish monks went to Italy in the last millennium. Quite a certain number of them became some patrons of Italian towns. There was always a very keen interest from Irish people in regard of Italy, and a lot of important persons made the Grand Tour to Italy and came back and built those very beautiful mansions. We can still see here in Ireland, like Castle Town, and also Lucan House, for instance, or the Casino at Marino, which are beautiful monuments. And then there was an Italian who came here at the end of the 18th century and established the modern public transport here in Ireland. And then there was a small community which then increased of Italian coming from a very precise part of Italy, which is Ceceria. They arrived just before the First World War and just shortly after the First World War, and they invented a business which was fish and chips. And so I can say that the oldest foreign community here in Ireland is Italian.
Okay, so thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate your presence.
Thank you.
Here.
Then we wanted to find out from some Italian people what this special day meant to them and what they are going to do here in Dublin.
I am Mary. I am from Sanremo, the city of flower. The 2nd of June is a very important day for Italy, but unfortunately I am going to work. When I was in Italy, I used to celebrate with my friends. We usually went to the acoustic guitar meeting that is held every year at this specific time inside the fortress Firma Fede and in the historical center of the town. We really had a great time. We had a double celebration because it is also my best friend's birthday, Samantha. So, happy birthday, Samantha, and happy Republic Day to all Italians.
Based here in Dublin, we have a fantastic representation of Italian culture, Il Fornaio, an Italian restaurant, bakery, coffee and food market. Giorgio is one of the members of the Cinelli family, who owns Il Fornaio restaurant. He also told us how he is going to celebrate the 2nd of June.
So, I would like to celebrate the 2nd of June, because it is a very important day for Italy. But unfortunately, I'm working here in one of our restaurants when I was in Italy. We celebrate with my family. We just gone out with my, our own town was Veroli, is in the province of Frosinone, a beautiful town in Little Rome.
Okay, interesting. And we would like to know, what is the appeal of Il Fornaio restaurant?
Well, Il Fornaio is a great family business, means bakery. We just like baking every day and every night the bread from the scratch. We bake in bread and pizza and pasta inside the house. We just are importing Italian product from the small production company in Italy, the top quality buffalo mozzarella examples. We just landing every Thursday in Dublin Airport. We just do the distribution in our own restaurant and other outlet. Parma ham, porchetta d'Ariccia from Rome, flour, Parmigiano Reggiano, and a great, nice, from the canteen, the vineyard, organic white and red wine.
Okay, that's lovely. I think all Irish people would like Italian foods and drinks. And also, what do you miss most of Italy?
Italy is a beautiful country. What like I'm missing perfectly, the weather and my lovely, lovely family coming from this small town. And every day when I'm around in Dublin, I see the beautiful weather from the coast and I see sunshine. I love to bring back my family and enjoy a few glass wine and a great food with family home mommy making in my small town.
How would you recommend to the listeners to come into our restaurant and to try the authentic Italian cuisine? Is our outlet is one in Kilbarrick Road, Raini, Dublin 5, and another one is in IFSC on the Liffey Street and College Green. Thank you for coming and tasting the real Italian cuisine.
Okay, thank you very much, Giorgio. Thank you for your time, and we really appreciate your presence.
Thank you.
Finally, we had another young lady.
I'm Valentina. I'm from Ancona, a city in the center of Italy. The 2nd of Jan is the Republic Day for Italy, so normally many of us celebrate this day with friends and family. In my case, this year I relax at home with a friend of mine, but usually when I'm in Italy, I either spend my day at the beach sunbathing or at the park having a picnic, depending on the weather. This is the opening to our summer. I hope it will be a beautiful day so we can start summer with a punch.
We hope everybody had a nice Italian Republic Day. This is Eleonora Politi for Europe Today. Thanks everybody for listening.
Passerà, stanotte passerà, e forse torneremo ad amarci. Impazzirai, lo so che impazzirai, perché non ci basta il tempo, perché nulla basta mai. Anche se in fondo il nostro amore usiamo stupide parole, perché è stupido chi pensa che non serva anche il dolore. E siamo vicini ma lontani, e troppi tentativi vani. E forse arriverà domani, siamo uguali in fondo. E forse cercherai le mie mani solo per silenzio della pioggia per ancora mal di testa su una base un po' distorta. Ti dirò, siamo uguali come vedi,
perché senza piedistalli non riusciamo a stare in piedi. Ed è già tardi, vuoi far piano, il cuore e il tuo bagaglio a mano, perché hai tutti i pregi che odio e quei difetti che io amo. Le schegge di una voce rotta mi hanno ferito un'altra volta, ma forse arriverà.
Piece of music Siamo Uguali by one of the most popular Italian singers at the moment, Lorenzo Fragola.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. I hope you've enjoyed this very, very special Italian edition of Europe Today here on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Again, a very, very special thank you to Eleonora Politi and everybody involved in the production of that special report. Don't forget to check out our support website platform, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a podcast of today's programme and a link to the different items that we spoke about as well. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week on your programme Europe Today.